And we're going to pray later, and I want to encourage us to be men and women and young people of faith. Actually, we're going to have a fire tunnel. In other words, we're going to have people praying on either side, and I'm going to invite the whole church. If you want prayer, if you want prayer for healing, if you want prayer for faith, if you want prayer, you're feeling weak or there's depression in your lives and hearts, I really believe that is something God wants to lift from this church. I said the other week, I think there's far too many people have been depressed, and it's not clinical depression, it's under circumstances as well. And under the circumstances, and we've got to rise above them. But we're going to have that opportunity to pray later on. And if you want the fire of God, you know, you see, the fire of God isn't for Prospect School, well, it is, but it's not for this building here on Sundays. The fire of God is for us to take out to our friends that don't know the Lord. I was talking to my neighbour yesterday, well, my neighbour's wife, well, she's a neighbour as well. But her husband's got cancer. And I've offered to pray two or three times, and they keep not interested. It's getting worse. And he's off treatment at the moment because the treatment wasn't making him any better either. And I offered to pray again yesterday. I said, you know, we do believe in a God that heals. But I wasn't getting anywhere. I don't want to push myself, force myself. So I said to them, well, look, there's something amazing happening in Florida. I said, maybe if you've got the God channel, yeah, I've got a God channel. I said, well, why don't you just tap in there? You see, it's just looking for these opportunities. It's looking for opportunities to bring the blessing and fire of God. And I can just imagine my neighbour tapping in there. And I was thinking as I watched it last night, oh my word, I hope we don't do it now. Because it can be a bit bizarre at times. But there's other times I could just imagine him tapping in there and being completely shocked that the power of God could touch a non-believing man with cancer. And yet I believe that could happen, couldn't it? So we've got to look for these opportunities. And it's the fire of God in us. And it's the boldness which we need to share these things. I'm going to share briefly what I called my talk today is This is the Time. Mark 1 verse 14 says this, after John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. Did you notice there was a time? The time has come, Jesus said. And we're living in a time when there is a heavenly stir. You might not want to accept it. You might not want to believe it. But it's happening. There's a heavenly stir. At Life Spring, at Reading Community Church, at St. Catherine's Church, at Reading Family Church, there are some of the churches which I'm aware of. In Florida, in Sunderland, in other places, there is a stir again. You see, there's a time. There's a time. God's a God of times and seasons. And what is happening now is different to what was happening a year or two ago. And I was thinking, as I was praying, I was thinking, Lord, and I was sharing with Yinka, my friend, the other day, and I said, it's not like we're seeing amazing things every week, Yinka, but there's just a sense of God, more of God in the place than there used to be. And I said, to me, it's like a wave. It's like the tide beginning to turn. And you can't always tell when the tide is beginning to turn because it doesn't look a lot different. But after a while, you see the waves are just coming up further up the beach than they were before. And that's how I feel it is. And occasionally there's a wave which just goes up a little bit further and takes us a little bit deeper into God. And then, you know, the other waves, they just come through. And another one comes up and takes us a bit more again. And I believe that's what God has begun to do over the last 6 months at Life Spring. And we just had three or four testimonies there. I know there could be many more. And I want to say, guys, we need to honor God by sharing what he's doing in our lives. So don't let me have to keep asking for testimonies. You be banging on the door saying, Neville, I've got something to share. God's done this. God's done this. And let's hear what God's doing. Because the tide is turning. A wave has begun to come in. God is a God of times and seasons. And we need to have eyes to see what season we're in. And Jesus understood the times. You see, for most of Jesus' life, it wasn't his time. For 30 years, it wasn't Jesus' time. Do you know whose time it was? It was John the Baptist's time. It was the time for John the Baptist's ministry. And for 30 years, or whenever John started, he was preparing the way for the time of Jesus to come. And that scripture we read, it says, and when Jesus saw that John was in prison, he stepped onto the scene and said, the time is now. You see, the time for him had come. It wasn't appropriate for Jesus 6 months earlier, or a year earlier, 5 years earlier, but John had done his work. That's why John said, now I must decrease and he must increase, because John also was seeing the times and the seasons. He saw that his time was coming to an end and a new time was about to be ushered in. So it wasn't just a statement of humility. It was, my season's coming to an end. There's a new time coming. I have to decrease. He has to increase. And so Jesus stepped into the scene and he said, the time has come. You see, the kingdom of God is near. These words would have made the hairs on the back of Jewish men and women stand up. For centuries, they had been praying for the kingdom of God, this age to come. For centuries, they had been looking for a Messiah, looking for a deliverer, looking for a savior king. And all of a sudden, this prophet stands up, or who they thought was, they didn't know who he was actually, it's the one that John had been prophesying about. He said, the time has come, the kingdom of God is near. And I can just imagine, wow, the anticipation, the expectation in those Jewish people as they heard that. And what is this kingdom that Jesus was talking about? Well, it's a kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. You see, whenever you see the Holy Spirit moving, it's a sign of the kingdom of God. Whenever the Holy Spirit is moving, it means the kingdom of God is near. The kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. It's a message of healing and deliverance. And that's why I'm expecting healings and deliverance, because it's a time for the kingdom of God to break in, even to our situation here. It's a time for us to taste something of heaven on earth. That's what the kingdom of God is all about. And Jesus said, the time has come, so repent and believe. What is repentance? Primarily, repentance is a change of mind and a change of heart. And that results in a change of action. Okay? Primarily, repentance is we change our thinking. And who knows, our thinking needs to change. Whenever the kingdom of God breaks in, our natural thinking gets challenged. So Jesus says, repent, change your thinking and believe, step out in faith, the kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is at hand. And that applies to us just as much as it did to first century Jews. And I just want to say before we move on, if you've never repented, if you've never changed your thinking about Jesus, if you've never come to that place in your life of seeing him as Lord and Savior, then there's an opportunity for you to receive more of the kingdom of God today by acknowledging that and believing that Jesus is the Son of God. You see, Jesus was the Son of God. He said, there's a new kingdom coming. I'm bringing it in. But in order to usher in all its fullness and completion, Jesus, the Holy Son of God, had to die. To take our sins, all the things which were of the old kingdom, the kingdom of Satan, the kingdom of this world, he took all that upon himself and gave us his holiness and his righteousness that we can be right with God. Now that's a good deal, isn't it? That's a good deal. He takes our bad stuff, gives us his good stuff that we can be right with God and have eternal life. And eternal life doesn't start when we die. Eternal life starts here. It's kingdom life. It's abundant life. It's a supernatural dimension. It's a spiritual life now. So we need to repent and believe. And if there's anybody here, I'll give you opportunity at the end to respond, to say, if it's the first time you want to give, ask Jesus to come into your life, he wants to come in not just as Savior. He wants to come in as King. He wants to come in as Lord. And he's calling you to come to him. Next verse I want to refer to, Acts 3, verse 19, says this. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come. How do we usher in times of refreshing? Repentance is the key. Repentance is the key. Yinka is calling his series of meetings Sunday evenings. If you're hungry, thirsty, you've got time, you're around, I'm going to check it out this evening. Why don't you as well? He's calling it times of refreshing. And I believe that is God's heart, God's plan for us, that we experience times of refreshing. He's a God of seasons, and this is a season where God is pouring out his Spirit again, that we might be refreshed. Now, I don't know how long this will last for. I hope this is just the beginning. I've got Facebook, by the way, and that's my little thing that it says at the moment. Neville believes or hopes this is just the beginning of something big. I hope it's just the beginning. But I think the response, the extent to how much we enjoy, experience, and receive depends on you and me. It's a time when God wants to move. We need to, with open hearts, embrace and say, yes, Lord, have your way. So we need to repent that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. We need to change our mind. This is what it meant literally. Change your mind that times of the blowing of the breath intensely may come from the presence of God. In other words, it's referring to Pentecost again. When that sound of the wind blew and they were filled with the Spirit and 3,000 got saved in one day. The Peter is saying here, repent, change your mind, change your thinking. That experience, that intensity, that breath of God might blow again into our lives and bring about the changes which we need. And I want to say, who's up for another Pentecost, guys? Who's up for another Pentecost? Well, I'm sorry that it's a minority, but the minority will have one. We'll have a Pentecost. Because when the Spirit of God comes, everything changes. Everything changes. And that's why some of us are struggling with church at the moment. Because when the Spirit of God comes, well, it's not like it used to be, hallelujah. It's better. I want another Pentecost, not because I want to feel differently or this, that, and the other. I want another Pentecost, so I want the results of it. 3,000 people saved in a day. I want the result of everybody being devoted to God, being devoted to each other, of the Spirit of God, of signs and wonders, and of the presence of God in their midst. Because that's the only way, the only reason I think Reading will ever hear the gospel. So how do we usher in times of refreshing? God wants to pour it out. We need to change our thinking, church. We need to change our thinking. We need to repent and we need to embrace, because it's times of refreshing from the presence of God. I don't know who watches Florida. I see a little bit on the God channel. Jackie's worse than me, but I see a little bit. But what I see is generally Todd. By the way, it's God, not Todd, but I see Todd. And we see God using Todd to do what he's doing. But Malcolm was there the other day, and he said, do you know what? You don't realize that for 3 hours before Todd gets up there, there's been worship and praise just been going on. That's 3 hours, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1:30. So in another hour and a half, we'd be finishing our worship from the time we started, and they will have the word. 3 hours of praise and worship. And are we surprised that God's moving? Well, we shouldn't be, because God loves, you know, the presence of God is where stuff happens. And after 3 hours of worship and honoring the Lord and bringing him into the place, healings are taking place and all sorts of things are happening. And that's why we need to pray for our worship leaders. This is a time for God to move through his presence. And my prayer is that it gets deeper and deeper. But repentance, you see, is to do with holiness. Yes, repentance is to do with holiness too. From the presence of God. See, God doesn't dwell in unholiness. God dwells in holiness. And I want to say, if there's things in our lives, and I just say, we need to turn away from these bad things. Repent, turn away, change your thinking, change your mind, and embrace God and his ways and all that he wants to do. So it's in action, but the big thing, it's in our minds too. We need to change our thinking. You see, holiness and right living attract his presence. He's comfortable when we're turning away from sin and embracing him. He likes to come to a people that are doing that. You understand that, don't you? Of course, he loves to come to a people which are turning away from sin and are embracing him and his lifestyle. I'm struggling with my eyes. Still praying for them with the God channel. So we need to turn, actions need to turn. Also, we need a godly mindset. And this is what I wanted to bring to us before we're going to pray for people. If we judge, if we weigh, if we discern in the natural, we'll never see. we'll never see. The kingdom of God is spiritual. We need to repent and renew our thinking. We need to change our thinking. Now, that's a big challenge for us Westerners. But I want to say a comment here which you may not agree straight away, but I think if you think it through, you will. You know, God is bigger than the Bible. God is bigger than the Bible. God wrote the Bible. You know, it's like the potter is bigger than the pot. The one who created the pot is bigger than the pot. God is bigger than the Bible. God can do what he wants to do. And it's his spirit which is being poured out in these days. And for some of us, we can't understand. For some of us, it doesn't make sense. That's why we need to change our thinking, church. This is serious. We need to change our thinking. Have our minds renewed. See, he doesn't always fit into my way of thinking, into my limited understanding of what is permissible for God to do. But why should it? He's God. He can do whatever he likes. Can't he? You're not agreeing with me. Come on, church. He can do whatever. He doesn't have to fit into my little mold of thinking. This is what church should be like. And that, you, God, I'm expecting you to operate in that because for the last 20 years you have. If God wants to operate over here, and I'm thinking here, it's still God. Yeah, it's still God. We change our thinking. He doesn't change his. We need to change our thinking and embrace that too, rather than thinking, well, it's only this. This is my revelation. No, we go beyond that. We say, God will have that too. And our thinking needs to change. And that's repentance. And that's serious. And I think we need to really be careful on this one. We need to repent that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Let me just read you a little bit from, and then we'll pray. Actually, I'm going to do that next week, or whenever I'm on next. Just a couple more things, as I want us to be praying. You see, why is it important we change our thinking? The reason I'm saying this is, everybody, I want us to embrace all that God wants to do. I'm wanting us to embrace everything God wants to do. That's why I'm saying these things. Now, when the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost, there was an incredible outpouring. And do you know what the natural mind said? They're drunk. That was their discernment. They're drunk. You see, they were operating in the natural. To them, it looked like they were drunk. No, it was God. But they thought they were drunk. You see, when Jesus was doing things that didn't fit into their little boxes either and was healing the sick and casting out demons, they said, he's doing the work of the devil. You see, natural thinking. Their minds weren't renewed. They couldn't work it out. He's doing the works of the devil. But Jesus said, well, if I'm doing the works of the devil, then the devil, you know, that's a stupid thing to say because a kingdom divided against itself is going to fall anyhow. He'd come to destroy the works of the devil. But the natural mind said, he's doing the works of the devil. Do you hear what I'm saying? So when all of a sudden God breaks out a little while ago, and it was a little bit of a shock for some of us here, we think, what on earth is happening at LifeSpring? It's okay, it's just a bit more of God coming in. Just a bit more of heaven. It's all right, we just haven't got used to that, have we? We're going to get used to it one day, but that was just a little bit more of God coming. Didn't quite fit what we thought it should be looking like. Please don't be like the Pentecostal people and say they were drunk, or the others that thought Jesus was of the devil. You know, it's just a bit more of God, church. And I want more and more and more and more and more of God. I want him to wreck our church in the sense that the religious aspect of church and the power of God, the life of God, breaks out of our thinking. So we need to repent, don't we? We need to change our minds. Are you catching what I'm trying to say now? We need to change our minds so we can receive it and not say, Lord, that's not for me. That doesn't fit. I'm just happy with this bit here. No, no. That's why Jesus says, repent. Change your minds, change your thinking. Our minds need to be renewed, and it's a fundamental aspect of repentance. Our mind needs to be renewed, and we need to embrace God and all that he's doing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I've run out of time. Let me just say, the first century Jews didn't respond to Jesus. He said, repent and receive the kingdom. He said, you need to change your thinking. The person you're looking for, the Messiah, isn't like you think he's going to be. He's me. Not me. You know, Jesus was saying it's him. He's the Messiah. I'm he. Jesus was saying, I'm he. And they said, but you're the son of a carpenter. You were born in Nazareth. How can you be the Messiah? Their thinking was not changed. It was natural. It was carnal. They couldn't understand. And in the end, they killed him and crucified him. But for those who believed, and that includes us too, as well as those in that first century, for those who believed, he's the Son of God. For those of us who believed, we receive eternal life. For those of us who believed then and now, we receive more of the kingdom than ever those people that reject and think that it wasn't him would ever receive. And I want to say, brothers and sisters, God is moving, and it's a move of God. Yes, there's going to be a little bit of natural in it. Yes, there's going to be man because we're all human too. But fundamentally, it's a move of God. And I just want us to say, Lord, help us to see what you're doing and embrace all that you're doing. We need to change our thinking to embrace God. And that's a challenge to me too. That's a challenge to me too. So sow into the things of the Spirit, sow into the things of the kingdom. Pray, repent, ask God to change your mind and change your thinking. And let's receive all that he wants for us in whatever package it looks like, that we might impact Reading for Jesus. Amen. That's what it's about, isn't it? It's the poor. It's the multitudes. It's those which are bound by all sorts of addictions and they need deliverance. God wants to come afresh upon his church, the fire of God, to set the captives free. Who's up for some prayer? Who wants some prayer tonight? Who wants more of the fire of God?
One song they keep singing, less of me and more of you.
Right. Less of me and more of you. There were six of us that wanted a song. Wanted prayer. Are there any more than six? It's going up. 6, 10, 12, 20. Okay, look, we're going to pray. And we're going to ask people to come to the front for prayer. And this is a little bit different, okay? It's a bit different, but still God. So can we, how should we do this? I've got a little song which some of you will enjoy, I'm sure. And Rob, I'm talking about the song I gave you. I can't remember the name of it now. But this is a song about the glory of God coming. It's not that serious, but it's a song about the glory of God coming everywhere and in every place. And I just wonder if we could stick it on repeat. I don't know how you do that, but Craig could sort that out. And I'm going to ask that we have some prayers here. And I'm going to ask your church, we've got half an hour, I'm going to ask your church, if you want prayer for healing, for deliverance, for more of the fire of God, for boldness, for depression to go. Yeah, I'm just going for anything. If you want prayer for God to touch you, then you need to come forward. And we're going to pray. And we're not going to pray statically. We're going to have half a dozen people on either side. And we're going to just walk through a wall of prayer. And if you can get out the other side without in one piece, you're going to be blessed. And if you want prayer again, then you can come round again. And you can join the queue, and we'll pray. And we'll just keep praying and seeing what God wants to do. And I have asked people specifically to come and pray. I've asked people who I've seen, I mean, it's not everybody, I realise that. There's more hungry people than which will be, we're just having a dozen up here. But I've asked people who I believe have got something to impart. It's called impartation. It's one of the foundations. Repentance, faith in God, baptism in the Spirit, laying on of hands, impartation. And that's what this is about. It's imparting the fire of God. It's imparting healing where there's sickness. It's imparting freedom where there's deliverance. I want you to come in faith. And as you come forward and receive prayer, I believe God will do amazing things. Amen. So, Jackie.
Sorry, this is going to be an amazing time, but I just felt that God had a specific word for one or maybe two people. I went to a school a month ago, and there was an elective mute there, and which means that he actually could speak, but he chose not to speak. And as I looked at him, my heart melted, and I just desperately wanted to give him a hug, and I just wanted to cry, and I just wanted to ask God to heal him, but it wasn't the right time, it wasn't the right place, it wasn't the right situation. been praying for him since, but I felt that there may be one person or a couple of people here that have actually had a trauma in their life, that they've actually shut off their heart. They don't allow people to get too close because they're really scared of being hurt and abused again. And I just felt that as my heart really melted towards this young chap, I just so wanted to cuddle him, that as you go through this tunnel, believe that God's going to heal you. And I know that when you have heart surgery, you don't, God can do it like that, but you sometimes you have to recover from a heart surgery, and just allow God to minister to you through this week. If that is you, God wants to take that trauma off you, and he wants you to walk free from that trauma, because he just does.
Okay, hallelujah. Shall we stand together? And those who were in the prayer meeting this morning, who I've asked, John, Sylvia, Andrew, Wendy, Debbie. Okay, we'll do it in a moment. Yeah, okay. We've got a few words of knowledge coming up here too. If you're in the prayer meeting, I just want about a dozen people. So Jamie, Debs, Neil, Jackie, Debbie, John, could you make a little, six or seven on one side. Tamara, I know you were asking to pray. Where are you, Tamara? You can join the queue as well, if he's here. Sorry. And if you can, yeah, that's great. I mean, this is a little prayer queue. I mean, you need to be a prayer, be prayed for. We'll pray for you in a moment, my little friend. Yeah, okay, so this is what's your name, sorry? Sabina is at the front of the queue here waiting for prayer. So if anybody wants prayer, and let's just ask God to anoint. It needs to be the power of God, the Spirit of God. And I just want to say to you, this is one of these little things that can help you break out of inhibition. You think, well, this is a bit strange. This is a bit weird. Yes, it is. Yeah, yeah. Where is it in the Bible? Well, I'm not quite sure where it is in the Bible, but it's impartation. And it's what God wants to do. So if you want impartation, come expecting to receive. Don't go home thinking, I missed out because I stayed in my chair. That will be your fault. But if you want to receive something more of God, just walk through this tunnel and receive from the Lord. And if you're feeling when you get out the other end that you want another touch, then join the queue again and come forward. And we just want to pray. So let's have the music, Rob, if you can, please. And let's just pray for God. Lord, I just pray, touch each and every one as we seek after you. We come, Lord, for your presence. We come for your touch on our lives. We need healing. We need deliverance. We need the power of God. Lord, help us to repent, to turn away from sin, Lord, that we might believe in Jesus' name. And Debbie, just quickly, what was the word to knowledge?